For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. An important restoration effort has made major strides at the South Union Shaker Village in Logan County. Over the past 4.5 years, staff identified 425 grave sites at the village, built a new fence around that cemetery, and gave the area a proper memorial marker. Kevin Willis visited the village to learn more about the progress.
The South Union Shaker Village is the kind of place that looks like it could have led to the creation of words like bucolic and picturesque. The vast 500-acre village sits just off of U.S. 68 in Logan County and is dotted with a few simple buildings that look like they could have been built in 1807 when the first Shakers settled there. For nearly 5 years, South Union Shaker Village Executive Director Tommy Hines and his small staff have been trying to learn all they can about the Shakers who lived and died on village grounds. Hines says at first they were armed with little more than an early 19th century map left by the Shakers that provided a general idea about where the gravesites were located.
So with a great amount of research and a grant that allowed us to have archaeologists from University of Kentucky here, they actually did the ground penetrating radar over most of that plot of land and ironically found out that what was on the map in 1836 was identical as far as what was existing today.
It didn't sit right with Tommy Hines and his staff that the hundreds of Shakers buried at South Union had none of even the most simple of trappings. There was no fence around the cemetery and no marker to explain to visitors that the people who lived on and cared for the land for 115 years now rested on those grounds. Hines says the reason for the confusion can be traced back to the 1920s, when a Louisville businessman named Oscar Bond purchased the land making up the South Union Shaker Village. According to Hines, Bond was less than interested in historic preservation.
He's the one that took all the gravestones up and ground up the limestone markers and used that lime on the farm. And then there were a series of iron grave markers that had been put in the 1870s, what they call lollipop markers, very distinctive shape that you find in several Shaker villages. It appeared that the new owner of the property plowed these under because we have found just buckets and buckets of pieces of those since that time.
Some of the found remnants of those cast iron lollipop grave markers Hines mentioned can now be found in a few display cases at the village. To see them, you need to take the steps up to the third floor of the building known as the Center House. The grave markers are now little more than fragments, like random pieces of a larger jigsaw puzzle. But by comparing names found on the marker pieces to records kept by the Shakers, Hines and his staff have been able to identify some of the Shakers who were laid to rest at the village.
This one, for instance, of Margaret Pickens, who was born in 1814 and died here in 1859, is the largest single piece that we have, but there's not any whole grave markers left.
It's a quarter mile walk from the Center House out to the cemetery where at least 425 Shakers are buried. Visitors can walk down a narrow gravel road to see the culmination of so much work by the South Union staff. Here in the middle of this beautiful plot of land sits a wooden fence that surrounds a single plain marker honoring those who lived and died here.
It is kind of a lonely place because the wind always blows out here on this part of the village. But you get a nice view of some of the historic buildings clearly from here too.
Tommy Hines hopes South Union can at some point secure funding for further archaeological investigations on the village grounds. It could be that there are other grave sites that remain unknown and neglected. Until then, Hines will continue to use documents on hand to uncover the history of the Shakers who made this place home. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.